Hey there, wellness warriors. Welcome to the Anchor to Wellness Show, your compass in the sea of holistic health. I'm Casey Wallace, and I'm your passionate advocate for vibrant well-being. And after witnessing countless patients caught in the cycle of sick care model, I became really disenchanted with the conventional healthcare system. It's a system where people aren't truly getting better. They're just simply managing symptoms. But I refuse to accept this as the norm, and I'm determined to shift the paradigm from sick care to well care. I have embarked on a journey into the realms of functional medicine and holistic health, and in each of these episodes, we will dive deep into the latest research, debunking myths, and unlocking the secrets to optimal wellness. From brain health to hormone balance, we'll cover it all with a blend of science, soul, and a dash of controversy. Together, we're making waves to reclaim control of our health destiny and anchor ourselves to wellness. So whether you're seeking clarity on brain fog or ready to reclaim your vitality, you're in the right place. So let's make waves and set sail towards a life anchored in wellness. I am beyond thrilled to embark on this transformative journey with you. Have you ever felt like there's more to health than meets the eye? Well, I promise you, you are not alone. As a board-certified family physician, as well as a functional health expert, I've really discovered a profound approach to well-being that goes beyond the conventional, and I cannot wait to share that with you. In this inaugural episode, we're really going to dive deep into my story, exploring the twists and turns that really led me to embrace this functional medicine and holistic mindset. It's really a tale of frustration and passion and a burning desire to make a difference in how we approach our health. So, whether you're a seasoned wellness enthusiast or you're just dipping your toes into this holistic waters, this show is for you. We are going to dive deep into a more root cause approach to health and well-being, and we will confront the challenges of our current healthcare system and embark on a journey towards more vitality and resilience. So get ready to be inspired and challenged and empowered. We're not just chasing health, we're anchoring ourselves to a life of holistic well-being. Now, let me take you a bit deeper into the heart of my journey. As a board-certified family physician, my days were marked by the familiar rhythm of conventional healthcare, seeing many patients a day while having very little time with each patient, going home burnout at the end of the day, and not having big time with my family that I really wanted. And however, all of this just didn't quite add up. And despite my best efforts and being very intentional, and referrals to specialists, I witnessed a recurring pattern that people just weren't getting better. And this frustration grew as patients with chronic fatigue and digestive issues, autoimmune conditions, hormonal imbalances, and this looming cognitive decline that they continue to seek answers for. And specialty referrals really started to feel like a road to nowhere, well, with many returning without the solutions that they desperately needed. It was a really big wake-up call, and the limitations of the conventional healthcare system became really evident. I couldn't stand by watching individuals struggle with their health, feeling like there had to be more we could do. So this frustration became the catalyst for change, and that's where enter functional medicine, which became a paradigm shift that redefined my overall approach to healthcare. Seeking answers beyond these surface symptoms, I delved into the intricacies of holistic wellness, determined to just uncover the root causes that had eluded us for so long. In this quest for a really deeper understanding, functional medicine training, along with a lot of other programs and workshops in the regenerative medicine world, really emerged as a guiding light for me, providing insights into holistic health that really resonated deeply with my mission. The focus shifted from merely treating symptoms to addressing the underlying issues that plagued so many. So here I am, not just a family physician, but as a holistic health expert and consultant. My journey has been really shaped by frustration and fueled by this need for change and how we approach chronic health issues. Now, let's rewind the clock to the moment when the change began in my professional journey. Frustration fueled this transformation, and that transformation led to a complete educational revamp. Even though I have had 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, 3 years of residency, and I've been in primary care practice for over 20 years. Over the last few years, I've invested countless hours in reshaping my understanding of health, immersing myself into more of a functional medicine approach that really goes beyond the conventional. And this journey began with that my functional medicine certification that laid the foundation for a paradigm shift that really defined my holistic approach. But that was just the beginning. I actively sought out opportunities to deepen my knowledge and expertise and attended countless webinars, and they've been integral to this journey, and it's provided a lot of insights into innovative approaches that really align with my commitment to holistic wellness. One significant milestone in this educational revamp was achieving my certification in the Bredesen Protocol. And this protocol focuses on holistic brain health, and that resonated deeply with my mission to address cognitive decline and brain-related concerns. But the learning didn't stop there. I really sought out a functional lab analysis mentorship, and it became another crucial stepping stone, which allowed me to really refine my skills in analyzing data and uncovering the root causes of health issues. The pursuit of knowledge then led me to some A4M training in brain health and hormone health, which added a lot more layers to my expertise in these areas. But beyond formal certifications, my commitment to excellence includes countless hours of my own research and self-study, but I have this curiosity to really understand the intricacies of health that have driven me to explore these diverse avenues and staying abreast of the latest developments in functional medicine. So as we embark in our new inaugural episode of the Anchor to Wellness show, know that you're not just hearing from a practitioner, you're hearing from someone who has immersed themselves in the pursuit of knowledge, and it's driven by passion to provide you with the most comprehensive and empowering insights into the holistic well-being. Now, let's dive into the beating heart of my work, which is my passion for brain health. It's a flame that's fueled by the stories of countless patients who really have found themselves lost in this labyrinth of the healthcare system, and once they receive that diagnosis of cognitive decline, or worse yet, dementia. And the path is often, it just seems grim, and the narrative, sadly, really tends to converge for many patients and their families. Witnessing this pattern stirred really something deep within me, and I couldn't accept that the road should be bleak, especially given my own family history of dementia. This personal connection, really coupled with my professional experience, became the catalyst for a relentless pursuit of more. Conventional medicine, it's valuable in many aspects, left me questioning whether there was a broader, more holistic approach to addressing cognitive decline. So as it turns out, there really absolutely is. There's countless research and studies underway that paint a very different narrative than what we're being told, and it's a narrative of hope and possibility. Cognitive decline and dementia don't have to be inevitable sentences of despair. We have the knowledge and tools and strategies to prevent and even reverse these conditions. My focus on brain health isn't just about combating the darkness of dementia. It's about being proactive and really catching warning signs early. Brain fog and memory loss are really signals that the brain needs attention, and we really can't afford to be reactive. We must be proactive, arming ourselves with the knowledge and practices that can really make a significant difference. This is also where conditions such as chronic fatigue and autoimmunity come into play, because there are so many underlying issues to these conditions that can be addressed the same as those with brain health concerns, and it doesn't have to be a hopeless situation. So as we explore overall health in this podcast, remember that it's not just a professional endeavor for me, it is personal. It's a commitment to bringing light to the journey of health and empowering you to take control of your overall well-being. So what sets my approach apart? It's this holistic lens through which I really begin to view everything. It's a perspective that goes beyond treating symptoms and embraces the interconnectedness of mind, body, and spirit. In this Anchor to Wellness show, we're going to discover a commitment to understanding health in its entirety. It's not about isolated fixes. It is about addressing the root causes, uncovering the intricate dance of factors that really contribute to our overall well-being. Holistic wellness for me, it's a symphony of various elements like nutrition and movement, stress management and beyond. It's about acknowledging the profound impact that our lifestyle, our environment, and our mindset have overall on our health. But this isn't just a philosophy, it's a commitment. It's a commitment to empowering you with the knowledge and tools needed to reclaim control over your health journey. And it's about guiding you towards a state of vitality where the mind and body harmonize. We'll explore Practical strategies and profound insights that are not just about what you do, it's about understanding why you do it and how it influences your overall well-being. But I would like to shine a spotlight on Anchor to Wellness. This isn't just a business for me. It's a mission, it's a movement, and a commitment to overall transformative well-being. Anchor to Wellness is the vessel through which we can navigate these seas of holistic health. It's not just about addressing symptoms. It's about anchoring ourselves to these foundational principles that foster lasting vitality. My flagship program is called the Memory Momentum Method, and it's really a testament to this commitment. It's not just a program, it's a holistic journey that really empowers individuals to transform their brain health. From foundational principles to these advanced strategies encompassing gut health and hormone balance and detoxification, we're really charting our course towards optimal well-being. But Anchor to Wellness is more than just an overall program. It's really a philosophy. It's about recognizing that true wellness isn't achieved through isolated interventions, but through a comprehensive and interconnected approach. I want to say a little bit about the elephant in the room. Conventional medicine, it has its strengths. I'm not against conventional medicine. It's definitely needed, but it definitely has its limitations. In my journey, I've encountered frustrations with a system that really sometimes just falls short, especially in addressing chronic health issues. It's a reality that many face, but might not always be comfortable discussing. In the Anchor to Wellness show, I'm not going to shy away from these conversations. We will navigate through thought-provoking ideas, challenging the status quo, and it's not about being controversial for the sake of it, but rather about really sparking conversations that prompt a deep reflection on our approach to health. I firmly believe in the power of questioning and exploring and challenging assumptions. It's not about discrediting conventional medicine, but it's more recognition that there's often more to the story. It's about advocating for a more comprehensive, holistic approach that considers the individual as a whole. So we will dive in with an open mind, exploring perspectives that may challenge the norm. It's just an invitation to think differently and question more, and together chart a course towards a more integrative and effective approach to well-being. In all my endeavors, there is a deep personal motivation. It's not a profession for me. It's a calling. It's a passion that emanates from the core of my being. The frustration with the limitations of conventional medicine became the fuel for a relentless pursuit of knowledge and a commitment to providing an alternative, empowering narrative. This isn't just about making a living for me. It is about making a difference. And know that in every episode, every discussion, and every piece of advice, we are crafting this as a singular goal to empower you. And there you have it, the inaugural episode of the Anchor to Wellness show. I hope that this journey into my background and passion and my holistic approach has really left you intrigued and inspired. And my friend, this is just the beginning. There's a lot more to explore, learn, and experience on this holistic voyage. If the conversation we started today really resonates with you, I invite you to hit that like and follow button, subscribe to the podcast, so you will never miss an episode as we unravel the secrets to holistic well-being. And don't forget to check out the show notes for some special insights, additional resources, and perhaps a surprise or two. It's a treasure of information that complements what we discuss here. Thank you for joining me on this inaugural episode of the Anchor to Wellness show. Together, let's anchor ourselves to a life of vibrant well-being. Until next time, take care, stay curious, and embrace the journey to holistic vitality. Stay anchored and stay well.